views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Hello again. This is Dr. Ronnie. I'm your host, and I'm here with Dr. Makeba Maureen, who is a nutritional healer, a naturopathic doctor specializing in mind and body therapy. And we've been talking a lot, Dr. Makeba and I, and this is part one of four series that we're going to be doing in the next 4 weeks. We're going to be talking about chronic disease. And the reason why we have to have four parts and probably more is because today everyone wants to know specifics about how they can help themselves. And whenever you want to know specifics, we have to go into details. But I want to give you some hope today to let you know that there's new trends in treating chronic disease. There's remedies that my grandmother taught me, and today some of those remedies are coming back. Dr. Makeba is going to give you some nutritional healing methods on how to make yourself feel good. And I'm going to turn it over to her because I'm excited that she's here with us today because she has a wealth of knowledge about nutritional healing. Hi there.
Hi. Good afternoon.
So I think, you know, today that we're going to be feeding a lot of information to our guests and our listeners. And they were really excited about the show last week. And they asked me some questions about, you know, what can they do at home?
Uh-huh.
We know that there's a fast growing trend today on people wanting to help themselves with their chronic illness and their emotional status. We also know that the fast food industry and the pharmaceutical companies running our country, and now we're thirsty for knowledge because we really know that we have to be our own best health advocate. And we know the only way to do that is eat the right foods and keep ourselves alive. That's the way we keep ourselves alive, is starting with what we metabolize and put in our bodies. Can you help everyone understand how that works?
Yes. This is the subject. This is what it's all about. This is what determines how we feel, the quality of our health, and even our longevity and how long we live. It's all determined by what we put into our bodies, mostly by ways of nutrition and thoughts. And so we're talking about this, and we're talking about how food and all these environmental factors and everything we're hearing about that's in all of these fast foods and refined foods, and how this has had within the last 2 to 3 decades, we've seen a sharp decline in the overall vitality and health, although there has been an incline in how long we're living. But what I'm hearing mostly, Dr. Ronnie, is that people want to feel good. They don't just want to live longer because we have these very extensive modern operations that can actually extend the life, but they want the quality of their life. They want to mentally and emotionally and physically feel better.
Like they don't want to be in a nursing home, right? They want to be walking around and living life. You know, they want to be joyful and they want to have a purpose. They're building nursing homes faster than they're building that a tree can grow. I mean, every day there's a new long-term care facility opening up so that we can put our elderly there because they're living longer. And you know what that's about. I don't want to go into politics,
right. But
I don't think it's right. I don't want my mother there.
And I'm sure many of us, as we see ourselves, because we're all going to get chronologically older, and I can't think of one person who's saying,
right,
a couple of decades. No, that's not what we want. And we can certainly remember a time with our grandmothers that the quality of health, not just because they didn't go into nursing homes, but the quality of health was just much better up until the time that they expired. So what is this that we can do about this right now? And so we're talking about these 21 top chronic illnesses and how devastating they are, but more so how we can nutritionally, herbally, emotionally help ourselves so that we can either prevent or even completely heal from these things. So there's a lot to talk about right there, Ronnie. There's a lot, and this definitely has to be a few parts to this series because there's so many components that go within that. But I do want to say the main component is what you take in to your body. Yes.
So what you're saying really then, if you want to know why you feel the way you feel, just look at what you're eating. Look at what's on your plate.
Yes. Because
basically,
exactly.
You know, I do that myself. If I eat, you know, a lot of different nightshades, which I know I shouldn't be eating, but let's suppose I went out to a restaurant and I had some green peppers and tomatoes, because sometimes I call it recreational eating if I go out. Well, tomorrow, if I eat that today and then tomorrow, if I have a little neck stiffness, at least I know why. And if I know why, I can do something about it. And that's what this show is about. It's about bringing to awareness why you feel the way you feel and how you can change that. And we know that, you know, I'm going to mention some of the chronic illnesses that we're going to be talking about to our listeners, because one day we'll be talking about a chronic illness that they have or a loved one may have. But some of the chronic illnesses that I see that come through the holistic retreat on Martha's Vineyard are hormonal issues, thyroid issues is big, cancer is bigger than ever today, colon issues, diabetes, liver issues, colon issues, arthritis, fibromyalgia, candida, and parasites. So that's just, I just list maybe half of the list of what we're going to be getting to. But because the show is about miracles of holistic health and wellness, we want our listeners to understand and to be aware that today more than ever, there are so many great things that you can do for the body. And that's why I appreciate you so much, because you've been doing this for so many years and you've helped so many people around the country understanding their bodies and how to make their bodies feel good, not only physically, but emotionally. And that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, mentioning foods and particularly the fast foods and having dealt with many parents helping their children, but we are literally what we eat. So one of the things I just want to bring to the consciousness, a lot of this is about learning how to and what to put into our bodies and what to shop for and reading everything before you put it in your mouth. I know we mentioned that last week, but if you can't read it, don't eat it. Meaning that you may be I'm sure most of us out there are literate enough to actually pronounce the word out. But if you don't know what it means and it's a complicated term because it's a chemical term, more than likely it's going to cause you some negative effects. And, you know, it's just like when you go to the drugstore, you get a pharmaceutical and it'll tell you all of these side effects in it. Well, you have to know that many of the additives and preservatives and hormones that are also put into food also have these side effects. I'm going to just name one off the top of my head, which most people are aware of now, is MSG, which is monosodium glutamate. Well, monosodium glutamate has been associated with causing disturbance in certain brain waves, which can be linked to numerous diseases. And it's also a very addictive substance. So you ever had that bag of potato chips and you ate one and you just wanted more and more and more. And then you felt good while you were eating the flavored chip.
Right.
You didn't feel good with yourself. So we're going to replace that with things that you'll still feel good with. You'll be satisfied. And then when you look in the mirror, you'll reflect even a happier you.
That's wonderful. Some of my clients, you know, they when they call me up and I have consultations with them, one of the major complaints that they have, and that's why, you know, this show is also so good, because it not only allows them to not feel so confused, but I tell people just start somewhere. And one of the major complaints that they have is that I don't know what to do. It's so many things that I can't do. I can't Read the labels on the bottle. Don't drink beverages from aluminum cans. Don't microwave plastic in your oven, in your microwave. Don't eat canned foods. Eat more of your meals at home. Don't store leftovers in your stainless steel. Dr. Ronnie, that's way too much. And so what I tell them is that you can't get overwhelmed and go on the internet and look up Google and look up everything and become overwhelmed. Everything has to make sense. If you just start with what you put in your body, let's just all agree that we start right there to look at what you're putting in your bodies every single day. And once you feel good and mentally your brain is able to concentrate on just that feeling good, I guarantee you everything else will fall behind. Like then you could do more research and knowledge into how to fix your house, how to make your house holistic, how to make your kitchen perfect. I think people take on too much. Then they get overwhelmed. And that's when they say, I can't do this.
Ronnie, I absolutely agree with you. The information, particularly since the age of internet, because we're old enough to remember when that wasn't around not too long ago, can be very overwhelming. But as you said, the first step is just personal responsibility. And the most important entity that's in existence is your body, is your temple. So just reiterating what you're saying, if you just pay attention with what you put in your body, just as you pay attention to what you put on your body.
Yeah, absolutely, because research can scare you. I'm going to give you this one last point. And when we come back, I want to talk about children. Today, you know, we now know that children are, they also get cancer, and kidney disease is growing fast in our children. Let's discuss some of these things when we get back. You know, we know that toxicity is alarming today. You know, 15 years ago, I couldn't say it enough, but today I say it a lot. So let's talk about that when we get back. This is an exciting subject.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com.
It's Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticagayT.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hello. Hello, we're back with Dr. Makeba Maureen, and this is Dr. Ronnie. I'm your host. We just finished discussing what happens with people with chronic disease and how there's new trends and new hope nowadays for your chronic disease and how to feel better going into the new century of new knowledge. Dr. Makeba, what disturbs me the most is our children. And our listeners out there, they not only have children, but they have grandchildren and their loved ones have children. And we've never before seen the amount of children that we see in hospitals today. And we gotta know what it is. I mean, you know, children with cancer, with liver disease, with kidney disease. And some of these kids are getting cancer at 1 year old. And I worked in some of the best hospitals around the country. I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, where I worked at Yale New Haven Hospital in the rare syndrome unit as a young nurse. So I've seen it all. I've been there when, you know, children were born with different deformities, but I've never seen chronic disease in children like I do today. I have done quite a bit of research, and I don't know how you feel about this, but one of the major reasons this is happening is the quality of our food. And I know researchers and scientists today is aware of that, and they're trying to win the war on this, but it's not fast enough. You know, you've worked with some children with ADD.
Yes.
How do you handle that? I mean, do you feel, I feel this responsibility to try to do something. I've worked in the schools and I've done lectures in the school, and I'm sitting here trying to do a lecture on telling the children what to eat. But when I walk out of the classroom, I'm faced with vending machines with candy and chips,
right,
and popcorn and soda in the schools.
Right. This is such a sensitive subject. In one instance, it is actually a painful subject to me because I've lived long enough and it hasn't been that long to see such a huge decline in our children's overall health. So now we're looking at more than a third of our children are obese, and up to 3/4 of them are actually overweight, as is in the adult population. We're looking at chronic disease, as you said, appearing when it was virtually didn't exist just 30 years ago, not the type of cancers and things at very early ages. We're looking at an epidemic, not only in obesity, but in ADHD and autism. And these things are food related. They are food related. And it's to see what's happening in our wonderful country, in our society, something that's so completely avoidable and something that can completely be turned around. It's something. So we see billions of dollars being put in research, where at the same time, we're dealing with something like the pink slime that got out a few years ago, that this was what was being served in hundreds, if not thousands, of schools across America, which was basically bad meat that had been colored and dyed and had all type of toxic hormones and dyes. And this is what the children were eating. And there have been countless studies. And I do want to credit Miss Michelle Obama for putting attention and light on this epidemic, because, I mean, we all want to be happy. So what are we passing on to our children? We're passing obesity for the first time, Ronnie, in documented American history. The children now are documented to have a shorter lifespan than their parents. This is new. This is not a good statistic when we are advancing so much in technology. So this is a subject that's very dear to my heart, because these things are reversible. And one of the things I want to say is, if you, the parents I've worked with before, if you just take one thing out of your child's diet that you know is toxic and never let them have that, it's no reason to ever buy soda. It's no reason to ever buy something that has coloring in it and it's carbonated, and even the dyes are not what they're used to. But all of those things are directly related, and studies have shown are related to ADHD in many of these epidemics we're seeing in our children today. So as we're talking, you know, us giving viable solutions, if you just took soda out of the diet, you know that's not bad. If you just took the things that you saw, the artificial coloring and flavoring, and you started right there, you will be able to see the difference. And then, you know, as we go on, we'll talk about more solutions to this problem.
So really, you know, and then, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and it's just sounds wonderful and easy to do. And I just say to people all the time that we don't have to be a passive victim anymore. You know, some of these things that are out there, we have to have a combined knowledge of not only what's dangerous and what's toxic, but we also have to have a knowledge of what to replace these dangerous and toxic food with. And it's not easy because you know that some of the changes that we have to make in our lifestyle has a lot to do with our shopping choices. We have to be able to be surrounded by health practitioners that help us and support us. The rewards are well worth it, but it is going to take some effort on our part and our loved ones' part to change our behaviors. And we're not just talking about removing processed foods that's obvious from our lifestyle. We got to go a little bit deeper because we've been really damaged. And this is the part that I teach my clients. I says, they all think that, you know, because I get, you know, a different type of client that comes to the retreat now. I get them more aware. Whereas before, I get people that didn't know anything about healthy nutrition. Now I get a lot of people that know about healthy nutrition, but they still have to go a little bit further. And what I say to them is that we are now growing into a society that we not only do we have to emphasize fresh, local, grown, organic food, which is what people are starting to do, but now we have to replace our lives with enriched foods. You know, sometimes we call that functional foods or medical foods. And that's what I do during the day. I make sure that at some time during the day, especially lately, since I've been under extreme stress, I make sure that I replace in my body every single day some type of a functional food. And we can get into a session later on next month about what is functional foods and how to do that. But let's just start with one. And that is a comprehensive protein drink where I make sure all my amino acids, essential fatty acids, and phytonutrients, vitamins and minerals in it. And it makes me feel like I have everything that I need for that day. And if we start teaching people how to do that, we now have replaced some of the processed and toxic food that they eat with a better quality food, because people, they're listening to us and they're on board with what we're saying, but they're saying, okay, what do I do? Just give me one thing.
Yes.
What do I do? And we're gonna be able to do that for them, and hopefully we'll leave them today with a couple of recipes that can get them started. So I would like to, talk a little bit about what is the one recipe that you can tell everyone to nourish their, because I'm always asking for you on how to feel good.
Right.
Feel good guru. How do you feel good? How to make these children feel good? You know, I don't want to keep beating up the pharmaceutical company. You know, we all know that they try their best, but you know, they give our ADHD children the stimulants. They give them stimulants for, you know, to calm them down. And some of these side effects, when I see them in the children's, I'm dealing with one child right now. Obviously, he has side effects of the Ritalin that he's taking. He won't eat. He has difficulty sleeping. He has dry mouth. He's losing weight. He's a mess, Dr. McCabe. He's a mess. But they won't take the drug away from him. And the mother's afraid to take the drug away from him because why? Because she doesn't know what else to do.
Right. Oh, boy, this is such a ticky subject because I've seen so many cases of the Ritalin. And from what I'm seeing, a massive amount of them could be avoided. Massive, massive amount of them. One, I want to say a old school simple thing. Involve your children in sports. Involve them in things where they're getting more physical activity. This is a huge, huge problem. I just want to go back to the basics. Even when I was younger, I graduated in the late 80s from high school. When I was younger, we went outside and we rode bikes on a daily basis. It wasn't an extracurricular activity. It was just how we played. We hula hooped. We jumped rope. We double dutch it. We played kickball. We did these type of things. Now, unfortunately, in the type of society we live in today, these things have almost totally been lost.
That's why we're so toxic, because
exactly.
We can't get it out of our cellular level because we don't exercise.
Exactly. I personally think that many of these children are being misdiagnosed. It is not natural for a child not to have energy and want to jump, run, and play. This alone. So try to find an activity that the child can engage in. And one of the best things to do is take them from in front of the video games. If those video games are very hypnotizing, they've been proven they train the brain waves. So you have to retrain or prayerfully start off training their brain waves to have physical activity. Throw a ball with your kid. This releases endorphins. This improves the immune system. This alone will help calm down a great amount of them. More physical activity, much more. I mean, because if we went outside every day to play, every day, this was nothing extracurricular. And children nowadays may literally get that type of exercise once every 6 months.
That's awesome. No wonder
they're jumping out of their seats.
That's exactly what's going on. And food-wise, I've helped some of these children, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some more chronic disease in adults, but I had to hit the children before we get back to our adults. But what I've helped a lot of these children with is I told the parents to give their children 200 milligrams or higher of an EPA and a DHA supplement. And immediately you will see an improvement with them, because a lot of it, like I said, you know, we live in America, the land of the plenty, but we are starving here. Malnutrition is high in every single age category, and our children as well. And I'd like to get back to Dr. McCabe talking about some more chronic illness with our adult population and what we can do with them. And we're going to do a whole show on our children and bring an expert in when it comes to that particular subject.
Great.
So we come back more on chronic disease. This is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Hello, we're back. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm with Dr. McCabe Maureen, who is a nutritional healer and specializing in mind and body therapies. We just finished a hot subject. We were talking about children and disease and how medication affects their brain and their activity levels. And Dr. McCable is going to offer our listeners a specialty for these children. And then I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about some chronic illnesses and miracles for that.
Yes. So I reiterated the exercise is very important. And I want everyone to remember that when you give your children these drugs, that actually calms down their activity. I've seen hundreds of children and I've seen them so calmed down that they can't be active. And so then other problems will begin to arise, like obesity and all the other side effects. So I just wanted to reiterate the extreme importance in putting in your child's life as a daily basis, even if you have to throw a ball to them and find things they enjoy to do, gymnastics, whatever it is, jumping around. And you will be surprised how that will burn the energy. Thus, they'll sleep better. Their brain patterns will even out, and you'll notice a behavior change. But beside that, one of my favorites that is very safe for all children, we're all familiar with cinnamon. And I suggest that you do go to get 100% of the powdered cinnamon, but also get the cinnamon sticks. And you can make a tea by boiling water, and you should always use clean water, be it some type of bottled purified water. And you can put a little of the cinnamon sticks in there and boil it. And then what I suggest is for children, particularly those with weight issues, that you use agave. Agave is a cactus honey, or you can use stevia, which is from a plant and has no calories in it, and you sweeten it just lightly. Now, cinnamon is very mild, but the beautiful thing about herbs, particularly the cinnamons, the nutmegs, and the cloves, those herbs are very, very calming. And they're very, very relaxing. And you'll notice an effect. And it's also tasty. Another one is passion flower tea. It's also very tasty. It has a nice, calm taste to it. And it does that. But all of these things also have healing effects. Some of them even open up the blood capillaries where the blood is flowing better. So the brain waves are easier. And these are natural alternatives that children will enjoy and that you'll enjoy yourself. That as opposed to the medication.
Wow, that is great. I just, you know, people love when we do remedies. I just got a text, and she wants me to answer the question about what to do with a bladder infection. So I'm going to answer that, because now we're talking about remedies, and I guess she wants to know. I mean, you know, women who get bladder infection, I tell them all the time, you know, we've done a lot of research. You can go out and you can get medication for a bladder infection, but you can do a natural remedy and almost the same amount of time you get healed. And what I tell people to do is go out and buy some cranberry pills and cranberry tea and drink lots of water. And I guarantee you, you can help your bladder infection within a day or two. And then I had another question. Also, you know, sometimes it's not about what we do, it's about what we shouldn't do. If you have bladder irritation, you almost know why you have that. You
exactly.
Got to look at what you just ate and what did you just do. What was your last activity? And when you did that last personal activity, did you drink water? And did you have spices the night before you had that activity? So we pretty much know why our bladder is irritated. But what we can do about it the next day, the moment you feel that, is immediately get on that cranberry pills and cranberry tea with lots of water. Decrease your spices. And decrease anything that creates inflammation, like nightshade foods. Then I had another text, and I want to answer this really quick, because this is really becoming alarming to men over 50. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, we know that there's this walnut-shaped gland that produces the liquid part of the semen, which is called the prostate. Well, at 50 and over, the prostate swells, and they start having swelling of the prostate, and they start having some other problems behind that. And, you know, one of the things that I've always said is that, and it's the same thing about this bladder infection, is that you immediately have to work on that. You will start feeling those symptoms when you have increased caffeine, increased alcohol, and the best way to get the swelling down is to add good nutritional essential fatty acids like flaxseed or salmon or cold water fish, pumpkin seed, tomatoes, watermelons. And one of the herbs that's really good for that is saw palmetto. So those are some of the remedies of questions that I just got. And we're going to try to do this every time because I always want people to understand that this show is really all about natural remedies and how to help yourself at home. I would also like to mention a miracle that we had in our family. And we had my brother-in-law who had a particular colon issue. And when they went in, I think many years ago, he had a mesh. You remember that surgery?
Yes.
That you, I think it was a gallbladder where they did the mesh. I'm trying to get the story right. But anyway, they couldn't do the surgery because it was so messed up. And the surgery was 20 years ago. So no surgeon wanted to touch it without giving them antibiotics. But they wanted to give him 3 antibiotics in order to get the infection that was deeply inside the body. And do you know that the antibiotics cannot touch it? Mm. I'm not kidding you. This is what I told my sister to do. This was my
book. They did nothing for the infection.
They couldn't. They did the antibiotics, but it wouldn't work. And so they said they can't do the surgery without getting the infection cleared up. So they wanted to put him on more antibiotics and he kept getting sick, but it wasn't working. So how much antibiotics can a person take? Right. So finally, I researched and I called my essential oil specialist, and you're going to find on our website, we're going to have about 21 packages of different essential oils because I so believe in essential oils because I've seen one miracle after another with essential oils. So what I told her to do, and I had a little bit of fear because I knew that oregano oil was powerful, but I also knew that if you get too much oregano oil, you're going to have a healing crisis. So I told her to put 4 drops of this essential medical grade oregano oil and mix it with the a carrier oil, sesame seed, and put it in a capsule and give him 12 a day.
Yes.
She did that, I'm not kidding you, for 3 weeks, and she had no idea whether it was working or not. He went back to the doctor, and his surgery was done in 2 days, and he's totally fine today.
The infection was gone. Ronnie, can you explain to our listeners what a carrier oil is for those who don't know?
Yes, oil. When you have an oregano oil or any type of medical grade essential oils, they're very powerful. Because I want to tell you that sometimes these oils can burn you. That's how powerful that they are. Even medical grade cinnamon oil, you have no idea how powerful it is. You have to mix that medical grade essential oil, organic oil, with another oil to dilute it with. And you can dilute these essential oils with sesame seed oil. Some people use olive oil. I mean, you know, even massage therapists will use a carrier oil to put their medical grade oils in to stretch it and also to lessen the strength of it. So that's what she did. So she mixed the capsule with sesame oil, and within that she put 4 drops of the oregano oil. That's super strong. That's a very super strong oil. So the drops were very small, and she did 12 a day, 4 at a time, and it totally got rid of his. The only side effect that he had was he was a little bit nauseous, and I said, that's great. It's working.
Detoxing. That was, and so what I want to point out, so when the antibiotics, the drug didn't work, this oregano oil went in and it took away the infection. And
immediately,
and if you read on oregano oil, you'll find out that it is a very, very powerful antibiotic along with other things.
It's a powerful antibiotic and an antiviral.
And listen to this, Ronnie, without the negative side effects that definitely come with those pharmaceutical grade antibiotics.
Absolutely. You know, it's a cute story that one of my friends told me about side effects. He went in, he's a wonderful friend of my dad. My dad is no longer here, as you know. And he told me, I went in to the doctors, and he's a very healthy man, and he was in his younger day, he was an athlete, but as he messed up his leg, he became into the organic world and also in natural healing. So he went to the doctor, and they asked him, I think it was like 75 or something. They said to him, well, what's side effects? What are you allergic to? He said, nothing. I'm too sure. And people are starting to do this a lot now. He goes, I'm allergic to everything. And so, you know that story. And he said, well, no, I'm sorry, sir. You got to tell me what medication you're allergic to. He said, I'm allergic to everything. And so the doctor said, well, you obviously don't understand my question, so I'm going to get my nurse. The nurse says, no, he wants to know, which are you allergic to any of these medications? Because they put you in. He says, yes, I'm allergic to all those medicines. He says, ma'am, he says, do all medicines have side effects? And she goes, pretty much. He says, then I'm allergic to all your medicines.
That's right. Now,
this is a man that's 75 years old, has never been on medicine. Here's another one. High blood pressure. How many people you know that can take 2 to 3 Kyolic garlic pills and drink hibiscus tea?
Yes.
And drop their blood pressure?
Almost everyone. I've dealt with countless high blood pressure cases, completely avoidable. You're literally a walking heart attack when it gets too high, and just amazing, just with some Kyolic garlic, within a couple weeks, that can be lowered. I've seen it happen countless times.
Unbelievable. I think this is awesome. I'm so happy to give them the recipes and the remedies for some of these chronic illnesses. And let's talk more about this. This is fun. Let's talk more remedies when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. I'm your host, and I'm back with Dr. McCabe Maureen, and we are talking about miracles of holistic health and wellness and stories around how to heal your body through holistic remedies. We're going to be talking each week about one of the 21 chronic disease today, the top 21 chronic disease today, and what can we do at home to help ourselves. We're going to be talking about not only helping the physical body, but helping the emotional body as well. Dr. McCabe, who is a nutritional healer specializing in mind-body therapy, give her a call. She has a wealth of knowledge how to help you to maintain your chronic condition in the midst of a complicated world today. Her number is 314-398-8676. And if you want to go to my website and look at some of our holistic packages that we have for chronic illnesses, go to drronnieholistichealing.com. drronnieholistichealth.com. I apologize. So, Dr. McCabe, we don't have a lot of time, but we can talk about this subject for hours and hours. And I would like to talk a little bit about how does a chronic illness affect someone emotionally? We know that they go through, you know, I've said this before and time again, and they've done research on the subject. Some research was done. Out of the people that come to your retreat on Martha's Vineyard, they say, what was the main thing that brought them to the retreat? And I didn't understand that question at first. But as I started reading more of the research questions, I realized quickly that most of the time it was the anxiety, the depression, the lack of faith, the lack of hope. They were devastated behind the chronic illness. So these emotional problems is what really brought them to the retreat, was primary as opposed to the chronic disease itself.
Right, right. Well, I have a couple of things. We were talking about what we put into our body. And of course, like you said, when we have, it means is that it's very much in depth in your cellular structure, and it's caused a larger problem because it wasn't addressed properly. It can become daunting emotionally. And I can say I've met a few, but the vast, vast majority of the clients that we see and help are also have great emotional disturbances that were either preceded the illness or came after the illness. So I just want to give some natural things that can be done to help give that initiative while you are in the process of trying to reverse these things. And one thing is a wonderful herb called St. John's Wort. St. John's Wort. Yes, Wort is W-O-R-T. And it's excellent. And I actually have a couple psychologist friends who advise this to their clients instead of the traditional pharmaceuticals, or either along with the traditional pharmaceuticals, because I'm not sure that how they do it. But us being naturopaths, I always suggest St. John's Wort. It's a natural mood enhancer for most people. You can just go by the whatever instructions are in the bottle, getting it in the capsule form or the tincture form. A tincture is when the herb has been diluted in alcohol, so it goes straight to the bloodstream. Or I would say the capsule form, because you're going to have the powder right in the capsule. And it's just very effective. And again, the beautiful thing about taking herbs is you almost have to really, really deliberately overdose to get a negative effect. So it's just the opposite. But instead of one good effect, you'll get several good effects, because many of the herbs and foods that are good for enhancing your mood also open up your blood vessels. So they're also good for blood flow. But that makes sense, because once your mood is depressed, a lot of times you have constricted arteries. So anything that's opening up and allowing that blood to flow within will enhance your mood. Another thing that I wanted to mention, Ronnie, is you talked about essential oils. You know what? I love being a woman, but men can use this too, is lavender oil. Lavender oil, many studies have been done on it, and shows that it also boosts the mood. And it's just so luxurious. You can get one of those essential lavender oils from your site, Dr. Ronnie, and they can drop a couple drops in a nice hot bath or put it in a steam diffuser, and you can enjoy the beautiful aroma. Now, I want people to be careful, because a lot of those plug-ins that you buy from the store, I don't want you to use those, because a lot of those have formaldehyde in it, Ronnie. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
And formaldehyde is extremely toxic, and you shouldn't be breathing it in. So again, we want to reiterate that the suggestions we give you to be careful not to go out and try to get a cheap substitute, because that's exactly what you'll have. But to actually get the essential oil, which you can get off Dr. Ronnie's site, also rosemary oil, and rosemary itself as a herb, which you could put in your vegetables, is also a natural mood enhancer. So those are just a few suggestions, and there are many. So a lot of it's about learning how to replace these unhealthy, toxic foods and things that we use in our home with things that are natural and healthy. And we begin to feel better and thus love ourselves better. And we will see that our physical health will begin to reverse also.
That is amazing. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much for that, because people really need to know some of these remedies to help themselves at home. We have to become our own self-health advocate. We have to make sure that we not only know the knowledge behind what we're taking, but we also have to know that it's specifically for us. We never want to take someone else's medication or herb or natural nutrient. Today, everything is about who we are as people. We customize our programs. That's what we do the best. Dr. McCabe and I have been customizing people's protocols for well over 20 years, and we realize that one person is not the same as another person. I got a call or text a little while ago, and someone wanted to know, well, you know, I have a congestion in my upper chest. And we talked about some of the remedies that our grandmother used to do, old time remedies. And, you know, and I remember what my grandmother did. And, I'm going to warn people not to do this, but I want to tell people the story so that you can understand the power of a essential oil rub. I specifically remember I was about 10. And back then, you know, doctors didn't come to the house as much when you lived in a poor neighborhood. So you had to get in your car to go to the hospital. And if your mother didn't have a car to go to the hospital, you were in trouble. So they had no choice back then but to do some natural remedies. Okay. Uh-huh. So I remember being put in two chairs. They put two chairs together and they put me on a blanket. I must have been 8 or 9 because I know that I was in school because I couldn't go to school the next day. And they rub. Remember that stuff called
vapor rubs.
Vicks. Mm-hmm. It was called Vicks. I remember Vicks.
It has camphor in it.
Oh, my goodness. And then they chopped up some onions and some garlic. I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. Lots of it. Everybody, right. The neighbors, everybody came to my mother's house to help them chop up onions and garlic. They must have thought I was going to die that night. So they wrapped me in the blanket and they put all this stuff over me. They wrapped me up in the blanket and they put me the two chairs close to the oven. I thought I was going to die.
Wow. Okay.
Now, let me tell you, within hours, my fever
let it all out.
It was so broken because I was drenched wet. What did
right.
they do? They detoxed me. They detoxed me.
Right.
They got the poison out of my system. Those very things today work, but in a different way. And so when the lady texts me about, what are you?
So we're not suggesting people wrapping up the kids and throwing them by the oven.
I don't suggest you do that. That's right. But it did work. And it is an old remedy. But today we're going to do something even better. And I'm going to leave you with this last remedy. So because we have to wrap it up. But this, take some peppermint oil, some eucalyptus oil, some lavender oil, and you put it in with some salts, like what do you call the bath salts? And you mix it in the salts because oil and water don't mix. And you run yourself a really hot bath, steam bath, and you douse yourself in it. And then when you get out, you have what's called a vaporizer, and you put those same oils in the vaporizer, and you sleep with it for a couple of hours, and that will get your congestion out. Ooh, that works. I'm telling you guys, we have to go back to some of these old remedies because they're the ones that's going to increase your immune system and eventually make you feel powerful because you're your own self-health advocate. Dr. McCabe, thank you so much for another wonderful session. We've got lots of information to give our listeners and our call-ins. I think next week is part two of the series of chronic disease and holistic remedies. This is your host, Dr. Ronnie. I'll see you next week. Dr. McCabe Maureen, who is a nutritional healer specializing in mind-body therapy, is here for you. If you want to call her, 314-398-8676. Thank you so much, Dr. McCabe. I love you dearly.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/DrRonnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.